Just 21 days to go to beat the fiscal cliff deadline, and President Obama and House Speaker Boehner met for the first time face-to-face yesterday. Joining us live, Jake Sherman. He's congressional reporter for Politico. And Jake, far as we can tell so far, no one's talking about the details of their discussion, and everyone is saying that's a good thing.
It is certainly a good thing that the president and Speaker John Boehner are speaking. That's obviously a hopeful sign. It was the first time in 20-something days that they had met face-to-face, but the problem remains. President Barack Obama is not moving off of his insistence that top tax rates expire for wealthy folks, and John Boehner wants to extend tax rates across the board and generate more government revenue through other means. So there's still kind of comfortably in their two corners. Whether they could bridge the difference over the next week, if they could do it this week, that's basically, if this is the week. We'll see if we're going over the fiscal cliff at the end of this week.
You feel like they intend to get this done before Christmas if they can get it done?
Oh, I sure hope so, but I don't know. It's not clear to me. I mean, we don't have much time. The Senate, a notoriously slow-moving body, it could move quickly when it wants to, needs a week to get something done, essentially. The House needs time to post the bill. Congressional budget scorekeepers need to take a look at any legislation for its budgetary impact. That all needs to happen. That's about a week to 10-day process, and there is no agreement or even framework yet for them to begin taking a look at. So we're kind of a long way away from being able to know whether it'll happen before Christmas. Personally, I am not hopeful, but these things take on fresh and
right,
invigorated momentum toward the end of debates.
Now, with more Republicans saying that they could be flexible on upper income tax rates, who is Boehner protecting right now?
Well, the question will be whether enough folks come out and say, like Bob Corker of Tennessee yesterday, say, listen, we don't need to have this fight on the top 2% of Americans. Let's just extend these rates and fight another day. And if enough people do that, John Boehner has cover to say, listen, here's what the president's asking for. We have enough folks on our side who are with the president on this. Let's get rid of this fight and fight next year on these weighty issues. So we'll have to see. This will be the week, again, where we'll see whether there's enough folks that want to kind of close up this fight and go home for Christmas to give John Boehner the space to walk away from his insistence that the president extend all tax rates.
Right. Will the president have any trouble getting enough support moving on entitlements if he so chooses?
Sure. I mean, the president faces tough political dynamics as well. Entitlements, Democrats and liberal Democrats say, listen, the top tax rate will snap back to 39.6 no matter what happens. So why are we giving entitlement cuts to Republicans for in exchange for tax rates? So he faces his own problems with that, although he has significantly more room to maneuver than Republicans do.
Now, Jake, if Speaker Boehner and the president are able to come to a framework agreement here, is there anyone who would really want to get in the way with that going through and avoiding the fiscal cliff crisis?
I think if there's an agreement between the president and John Boehner, it will easily pass Congress. Now, I don't want to say easily, actually. It will pass Congress. Nothing is easy these days.
Right.
But the Senate is firmly in Barack Obama's corner. And if John Boehner cuts a deal with Barack Obama, that means he thinks he can get enough of his guys and get it through the House. So any deal that's cut is likely to pass Congress.
All right. Thanks, Jake. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jake Sherman is congressional reporter for Politico.